Eurythmics without the on the front. Eurythmics. Where does the word Eurythmics come from?
Oh, Lord. Well, it's a long explanation, you know. Originally, it was a way of teaching children how to understand music through movement. But it goes way back into the 1920s, and we just took the name and changed the spelling slightly because it had E-U-R at the front, mm-hmm. and we're European, and it had rhythm in the middle, and music is nothing without rhythm. Is that right?
Yeah.
You got a lot of rhythm. You took us.
Ooh, baby, a boogie.
Yes. You know what's interesting? You all at one time were a couple, and now you're both with another person.
Yeah.
Does it make it
hard? We're both with two different people.
Yeah, Exactly. Two different people. Uh-huh. When I see my ex-girlfriends, I try to hit them with a car. How do you do it?
Well, what we do is we stay in separate dressing rooms and separate plane rides and cars.
And right, separate seats.
And right to the point of when we actually come on the show, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Right to this point, and then we just meet just behind the curtain there. Mm-hmm. And as soon as we finish, we just run off in separate directions soon.
And I don't look at him. I never look at him. Like, you know.
That make it tough.
Oh, it's tough. It's tough.
Stuff.
Yeah. It's a tough life.
Yeah, but somebody's got to sing Sweet Dreams.
Yeah, somebody has to do it.
That was a great song. That was probably one of my favorite Eurythmics hits.
All right, we'll play it this way. The thing that happened to us, though, when Sweet Dreams became a hit, we got hailed as the electronic pop duo, you know, mm-hmm. which is really strange for us because we've been playing for years in England in bands and playing guitars and things. So we brought the acoustic guitar along tonight because we're really, first and foremost, are songwriters, and mm-hmm. we can play any of our songs on acoustic guitar. And we just want to dispel that myth in America, you know, that we sit... I'm the mad professor that sits behind a synthesizer, you know, fiddling around, and Annie is this kind of... ice cold diva who comes out the cupboard every now and then and sings.
Ice cold diva.
That's what they say.
So, any requests?
Sweet Dreams, man. Sweet Dreams. Huh?
Ready?
Welcome. Yeah. You got a bark for that. Yeah. Who wrote Missionary Man?
We both write everything between mm-hmm. us, but what happened was we'd finished an album, and just as we were mixing the last song, I had the guitar out and I started playing that riff, you know. And I remember Tina Turner was there at the time. She wandered in the studio and had my mother, who's about 5'2" on one side, and Tina Turner, who looked about 6'6", sort of dancing around the end of the console.
Yeah.
And Annie came in and wondered what was going on. And we turned it into that song, Missionary Man. Actually, we can play tracks like that. Or Would I Lie to You, even. I mean, Would I Lie to You has got like a whole soul section.
Please just do just a little bit.
Would I Lie to You? Okay. Oh. Can I hear the guitar out there?
Huh? Oh, yeah, they can hear it. Watch them get in the groove.
Walking out the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, oh boy. You know, you were born where?
Well, I was born in a town called Aberdeen in Scotland, in northeast Scotland.
Now, that's nowhere near Compton, right?
It's nowhere near anywhere.
Because...
It's not near there.
I mean, you have a soul thing happening inside you. And you know, when I really realized it, you were put to the ultimate test. You did something with Aretha. And when you're working with Aretha, with F, when you're working with Aretha, you got to come with it. And you came with it. Was that fun to do?
Yes, of course. It was incredible. It was just amazing. Because there we were in Detroit, and there was Aretha, and there I was. And we were singing together. And it was very, very interesting because... She is incredible, you know, just incredible. And she also was very particular about the lyrics in the songs, you know, that we would be doing Sisters, and she suggested what changes she'd like to make and stuff like that. And I'll never forget, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, who are your idols, or who did you listen to when you came up?
Well, Stevie Wonder, mm-hmm. He was the man, you know,
who really
absolutely inspired me. Mm-hmm. And Joni Mitchell, because as a lady singer-songwriter, she also is just the most extraordinary creative musician that the world has produced so far, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. We got to think of something to go out on. Let's see. What should we go out on? What would you all like to go out on?
What?
Thorn in my side. Thorn in my side. Look at it. Sound like a greatest hits album coming out. Sound like a greatest hits.
You all should come to the concert tomorrow night.
It's at the amphitheater, right? Yeah, it's at the Universal Amphitheater. Just one night?
It's already sold out, isn't it?
It's already sold out?
Yeah. I think so.
Oh, y'all gonna have to crash the door. Yeah! Crash the door.
They can all be on my guest list because I haven't got any other friends.
You're all on Dave's guest list.
Well, what should we do? I think we'll do a little. How long have we got?
30 seconds.
30 seconds. Okay, we'll sing the very last two bars of something. We'll sing a bit of Don't Ask Me Why, shall we?
We'll be back, y'all.
Miracle of miracles. Look what the night dragged in. It's a pocket full of misery, trouble on the wind. You spoiled the best years of your life. You took them all in vain. Now you think that you're forgiven, but you can't be born again. You say, what? You say, what? You say, what? Don't ask me why. I don't love you anymore. I don't think I ever did. Did you ever have any kind of love for me? You kept it all so well hidden.